Community Radio in your city. Cambridge 105. I'm here with James Martin, Services Manager of Winter Comfort. James, hi, nice to see you.
Hi there, how are you doing?
Good. Now, it's during the day, it's a Wednesday, we're in the common room, eating room?
Yeah, hall, yeah.
There's people having breakfast, reading the papers, having a chat, looking at the news. There's lots of stuff going on today, which is on the board. Now, tell us a bit about the history of Winter Comforts, first of all. How did it all start?
We've been around for about 24 years or so. Registered as a charity for the last 22 and resident here for the last 20 years. Maybe 21 now, actually. So it started off in a blue bus. Some of the clients still call it the bus. And literally was just a soup and socks operation running out of Lion Yard. Originally started by Henry Rothschild in response to the sort of recession in the 80s when rough sleeping really spiked back then. And then I guess over the years it's developed into the service that we are today, from literally being something that just provided a bit of daytime respite to the service that we provide now, which, you know, also provides the really key frontline stuff, you know, for people who are rough sleeping, so access to showers, clothes, warmth, food, right the way through to the sort of range of learning development activities that we offer, and the sort of employment opportunities that we can offer through our social enterprises. So, you know, we've come a long way in that 24 years, and yeah, provide a really good service to the sort of people who are affected by homelessness in Cambridge.
And tell us a bit more about those services. It's everything through to trying to help them even get employment, isn't it?
Yeah, so we do a lot of work with people to help them into employment. So the sort of the real frontline stuff, which is access to basic sort of healthcare and the needs that you have when you're sleeping rough, and right the way through to being able to help people fulfil themselves socially, you know, have stuff to do, like museum trips and stuff like that. It's really important as well. It's just that people have the opportunity to do stuff that's normal, that you don't normally get a chance to do if you're homeless, or, you know, you don't have the ability to access that sort of stuff, right the way through to helping people get into employment and secure, you know, employment to get out of homelessness, because employment is a really key way of getting out of homelessness. So we provide 3 focus sessions a week on job skills, where we do a 2-hour session in our computer room specifically focused at CV writing, applying for jobs, interview skills, and all that sort of stuff. People can also work one-to-one with their project worker to help themselves get into employment as well. And we offer a lot of work placements and volunteering opportunities, both with external providers, Anna Mexico, University of Cambridge, King Street Housing, and internally through our social enterprises. So we've got 2 social enterprises. Overstream Clean provides a fantastic cleaning service for people out there that employs our service users within it to provide cleaning contracts for the hostels and various other places in the city, and a gardening service for vulnerable tenants living in city council's properties. We've also got Food for Food, which has got a catering arm to it, so we do working lunches for training sessions and companies. So if you www.foodforfood.org.uk and have a look there, we provide a really good value working lunch for if anyone's got any events going on. And our service users can volunteer in our kitchen here and gain catering skills and catering experience to get employment in the catering industry. And we've also got a pop-up cafe which runs at St Andrew's Hall Tuesday to Friday, 12 till 2 p.m, where we've got really good hot lunches, paninis, running the hall there, and our service users could then go and volunteer and get front of house experience, cash handling experience, and working in a cafe environment, and hopefully gain employment in the catering industry through that. So yeah, we try and do everything from the sort of super socks right the way through to getting employment and housing and moving on from that.
And tell me roughly how many people you get through your doors at the moment.
So on average we have 65 people a day come through our doors, about 140 people a week, and about 650 people a year. Really, really busy.
Do you think that number's gone up?
Yeah, we've seen a steady increase over the last 2.5 years. So there's probably been, my maths isn't great, probably a 60% increase over that time in the demand for our service.
Any ideas why?
I guess there's a number of things. There's sort of the the economic climate has led to a lot more people losing employment and becoming homeless. There's been cuts to quite a lot of services out there, which has been meant there's less support for people to access, whether it's through their accommodation provider or through their mental health service. So I think we have more people coming through our doors looking for help. Because we're a voluntary service and people can come through and get a service, I think, and we provide a good service, we're almost a victim of our own success, which is good that people are coming and they're getting the support. And, you know, I think there's a number of factors as to why the numbers are going up.
And you get all sorts of people, don't you, with all kinds of stories. I mean, I read an example about a guy who thought he was paying his rent, but his flatmate didn't pay it, and he ended out on the streets.
Yeah.
It'd be as simple as that.
Yeah, all sorts of people from all different backgrounds and all walks of life. If you don't have the support networks around you, it only takes a few things to go wrong and for you to fall out of that and become homeless. You know, if you don't have a supportive family or you don't have a good network of friends who can help you if something does go wrong and you lose your job, it doesn't take long for you to fall into rent arrears and end up losing your accommodation. If you've got nowhere to go, then you do end up homeless.
A really important thing that I've seen here, because I've had a good look around, you've showed me around, there's a great laundry facility, and it's basic things, isn't it? It's washing the clothes, it's getting a nice hot shower, as well as a good start to the day with your breakfast, and it's getting that safe place to put your belongings, it's having access to computers and people to talk to. These fundamental things we take for granted, but it can mean life or death, I suppose, on the streets.
Yeah, I think a big part of our service is just having somewhere safe to be, somewhere you can go where it is safe, and you're out of the cold and the environment outside. You can sit down, take a bit of stock, you know, talk to your relatives on Facebook, you know do stuff that normalises your life that you don't normally get to do when you're sleeping on the streets. And I guess our volunteers that are here on a regular basis provide a really important service in that they just provide a listening ear, so that there's somebody to sit down and talk to, you know, hear what's going on in your life. That's a really important part of our service.
So tell us what our listeners can do to help. What kind of things do you need? Do you need donations of clothes, obviously the money? How much does it cost to run a year?
So I think our running costs are around about £500,000 a year at the moment. That includes all of our social enterprises, and we start every year with a massive deficit that we need to fundraise for, so all financial contributions help, and you can donate through our website. It's www.wintercomfort.org.uk. We've got a number of fundraisers that are running. So 10th of October is World Homelessness Day, and we've got Wake Up for Winter Comfort. So it's been a real success the last 2 years, and it's been really good for the people that have run it. Basically, if you hold a breakfast or an event for your friends to come and host a meal, and people make a donation, and then that donation comes to Winter Comfort. We've got fundraising packs and recipe ideas that can help people plan that day, and it's a really good event to get people in your local community involved, and all for a good cause as well. So again, if you want a fundraising pack, you can either phone Winter Comfort on 01223 518 140, or visit our website to get details.
I actually did that, James. I had a look, and I'm going to hold a breakfast. It's the 10th of October. It's coming up. It's easy to do. You've got lots of great ideas, and £2 pays for a hot breakfast for somebody, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yeah. Costs £2 for a breakfast. People who are rough sleeping get a free breakfast. People who have got their own accommodation can come and have their breakfast at cost price with us, and it just helps set people up for the day.
And you also need clothes. Is that right?
Yes, we do, yeah. Winter's coming, and it's starting to get cold, and if you're out and about, you need quite a lot of layers. So anything that you would take for a winter camping trip, really, that sort of stuff is the stuff that we need. More men's clothes than women's clothes. We've got 85% men, but we still do need women's clothes. All donations are gratefully received. We've also got a real storage problem, because we get lots of clothes in the winter and not many in the summer. So if anybody's got a storage unit that we could use, that they would gift us for use to actually then be able to manage our stock of clothes, that would be really useful. So just make contact with me here at Winter Comfort if that's the case, because that would be great. Then we can actually manage the peaks and troughs, because we always get lots in the winter, and in the summer it's always a bit of a drought. So
yeah, it's where to put all those clothes. And I mean, I think just looking around today, I've been super impressed by what you managed to do, the people here. It's a really great atmosphere, actually. And I really think it's important that we highlight what's going on our doorstep, because Cambridge, we tend to take for granted it's quite an affluent, nice city, but obviously homelessness is actually a big part of it here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of homelessness in Cambridge, an affluent city. You perhaps don't see it so much, but it's definitely out there. And there's 65 people a day coming through our door that need support. They're not all rough sleepers, but they still need that support.
Yeah, and let's get some people back on the road to recovery.
Yep, that's the plan.
Thanks very much, James.